It's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, and a very good morning to you. My name is Jim Thorne, and today is Friday. And you know what that means? That means it's time for That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. It's a program where we feature some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. And the program is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi, your partner on the road to wellness. Well, today we have in studio our good friend Frazier Riddell. He's the owner of Small Town Music in Canton. Terrific singer, songwriter, musician, and producer. And been on the show a few times. Frazier, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I think it's there.
You think it's there? Okay.
Yeah, there we are. Okay. Press all the right buttons, right?
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, listen, for our listeners who might not know, I gotta tell you them this, Frazier, because it was about 3 years ago I went to your store. We got to talking. You gave me a CD of some of your Christmas music. Mm-hmm. I started listening to that. I said, man, this is great. So I said, we got to have Frazier on to do the show. And so that kind of started this whole thing off. So you're the reason for this, and we thank you.
I'm the reason for this show?
That's right. Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I like the show, and a lot of other artists and just people do, so I'm flattered to hear that.
Well, appreciate that. And listen, a lot of people might be tuning in for the first time, might not have heard about Frazier. Just a little bit of background about Frazier Riddell.
Oh, they don't need to know too much about me. I am from Canton, Mississippi, born there in the 60s and raised there, went off to college, went off to Nashville for several years, got married, had a child, you know, moved back like several other people do, and got back and had to do something for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where small town music came from. And here we are. Well, that's a small capsule there, isn't it?
But yeah, well, that's good. I mean, and you perform at different places, or have you been busy lately? Oh, I know you've been busy with your store.
I have been very busy because the store has been busy.
Mm-hmm.
It's been busy online, which is a lot of different tasks. Also, I'm now actually working on an official basis at my church,
uh-huh.
Sacred Heart Catholic Church in uh-huh. Canton. So that's a new aspect which has brought more time in with music and,
mm-hmm.
and specifically with the music ministry. Y'all come visit anytime you'd like. I'm there on Saturdays and Sundays. And then also I am still playing a little bit tonight, actually.
Where?
On Canton Square at the Tomahawk
cool.
State Company.
Yeah.
Myself and Skyler Dixon, he's a young mm-hmm. man that actually worked for me years ago. He's back in town. He's teaching English at Jackson Academy.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a picker and a songwriter, and we've been doing a few gigs together, so we're there at Tomahawk Steak tonight, and actually Friday the night after Thanksgiving, we're going to be at Two Rivers.
Cool.
I talked to Johnny nice. Over there, and they had a cancellation, so Skyler was in town, I was in town, so we said, yeah, we'll come do that too.
Get out and hear Frazier and Skyler. Good music.
If you can get over your turkey, yeah, come on out.
Hey, listen, you brought me a new CD. The Heebie Jeebies.
And the CD is still being worked on. The CD and the band are still being worked on, but it's something that I'm producing as just a different project to give me an outlet to do things that are... It started as goofy, but you can't just do all goofy. It's goofy with a little bit of serious edge thrown in maybe here and there. And so I don't know. You know, I'm hoping we'll play a few from there. You know, I think we should do the Christmas show in July.
Well, yeah,
and right now we should be doing the, you know, the summertime show.
Well, the way the marketing and the retail is, that might be right. Hey, listen, let's go on and do one from the Heebie Jeebies. Can we do that? The Heebie Jeebies?
Sure.
The first one, or is that Whoop My Bottom?
Whoop My Bottom was the first one produced for the Heebie Jeebies, and it's. Sure.
All right. You got a smile on your face. Let's check this out. This is the Heebie Jeebies.
Mama! smoke 'em if you got 'em three times. Smoke 'em if you got 'em five times. Smoke 'em if you got 'em seven times. Smoke 'em if you got 'em 11 times. One more.
Is awesome. I mean, that is so cool. That's the heebie-jeebies, Frazier Riddell, and that's not available, right?
That yet. Is not available yet. Okay. So you're hearing it in advance here at WYAB.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I do encourage our listeners to check out your website. It's a lot of fun, smalltownmusic.com. A lot of things on there, and I guarantee you check that out, you'll kind of walk away with a smile, right?
Yeah.
Let's take a break. Come back and we'll hear some more from our special guest, Frazier Riddell. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour here on 103.9 WYAB. I'm Jim Thorne, and the program is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue.
Yes, sir.
It's 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to That's What's Happening here on 103.9 WYAB, and it's the Blues and Arts Hour. We do this on Friday, featuring some of Mississippi's best musicians, songwriters, singers, and artists, and Frazier Riddell, our good friend who's done the show with us several times over the last 3 years, is with us. And Frazier, you were talking about small-town music. Now, you're still there on East Peace Street there at the railroad tracks in Canton, right?
That is correct. We are right there on Peace Street. It's an old cotton gin that was a family business. My father ran that gin ran until the year 2000. My wife Susan and I moved the business from the east side of town to the west side of town. We're on West Peace Street, and by the tracks. And we moved down there in 07 and have just been doing what we can to make it work. You know, small businesses have had really to adapt to do anything these days. And we have done that, including the fact that we're only officially open on Fridays and Saturdays, officially.
Yeah, but people can call you to come by during the week if
yeah.
that's possible.
If I'm there on a Wednesday and somebody calls and says, I was looking at this, you know, and I say, well, I'm here for the rest of the day because I'm packing up stuff to ship out. And they'll come by and get it. Or, you know, sometimes if the gate's open, they'll drive in. If I'm really, really busy, the gate will be shut.
Now, you're involved. Oh, let me give that phone number if anybody wanted to call for, you know, to come by during the week. It's 601-859-8596. You hear that here on the station. You are very involved in the activities of Canton. A lot of things going on there. It seems like there's always something culturally, a cultural event, music or whatever on the square, or different things like that. Anything coming up that we need to know about in Canton?
This time of year, it's going to be Christmas.
Yeah.
Because Thanksgiving is going to kick off the Christmas season with all the lights, and that has really become something that people will drive quite a distance for because it's just beautiful. And 2 years ago, yes, year before last, they added a parade to this thing. So there's a little parade they got with, like, these four trailers that they made up these floats, like, and got characters walking around with it. So it's almost Disney-like and, you know, Christmas-themed. And so that's a really – once next week gets here, that's going to be, you know, it until – and I can't even think right now about what's ahead, but the next things that will come will be after.
Well, and the square is such a beautiful venue for that because the it's just so scenic and picturesque, really.
It is. You can't, you cannot replicate that. You know, it's, that's what you got. With small towns, I mean, Flora, which is tiny, Yazoo City, which is a little bigger. When I go to and drive through places like that, some of the ones out of the way, they are struggling because it's just tough in a small town away from things, but you still cannot take away the character and the beauty that's there. And the ones that try to hang on to that, I commend them.
Absolutely. Frazier, let's do this. Let's play another tune from your yet-to-be-released CD from the Heebie Jeebies. And I think I've got 8-Ball queued up. Talk about this particular song.
8-Ball. I wrote this specifically with the Heebie Jeebies in mind. You know, I've been producing them and writing for them, and some of the other members were still forming this thing. May become writers also. But this one, on vacation this summer, is where I sort of finalized this. And it started with the groove. A lot of these that'll be for this group will kind of start that way. And it just started with the groove and the phrase. And so I sort of had to build the song around that. And I played this at a grape picking a while back. Some friends of ours that got a vineyard outside of town, Canton. And I just played this acoustically.
Mm-hmm.
And I got several comments on it. You know, when people hear things, something the first time, they're not sure what it's about. But, you know, like somebody thought it was about, you know, drugs or cocaine in particular, because apparently 8-Ball was a phrase used for some. I actually didn't know that. I'm not saying that I'm innocent by any means, because I'm not. I guess I just am a little bit removed from for a while now and didn't even realize that. But that's actually not what it's about.
All right. Well, let's enjoy. This is a Frazier.
It's a happier thing. It's about, you know, well, I'm not going to say. It's whatever you want.
All right. Frazier Adele and the Heebie Jeebies 8-Ball.
8-Ball. See up, 'cause you're so far down.
Eight ball.
Staring down at a deep, dark grave. Not sure who's the master, but you know you're a slave.
Eight ball.
Looking for a way out of this bind. Looking for a way. Folks are dying to take their shot.
Eight ball.
Others avoid it with all they got.
Eight ball.
There's a Hindu priest shooting 6 through 10. He says, rack 'em up, boys, and we'll shoot 'em again.
Eight ball.
So many reasons, so many rhymes, so many trying to get out from behind that 8-ball.
A 8-ball.
If you want this song to have a happy end,
8-Ball,
I suggest you talk to God, my friend, by the grapevine. What if burn out in flames or turn to rust? Either way, that cue ball's gonna bust. Whether you mean to make it or not, we all end up taking a shot.
8-Ball.
Talking about the 8-Ball. Ashes to ashes.
ashes, dust to dust. Be careful who you follow, be careful who you trust. Yeah. When it comes to the eight ball, talking about the eight ball, talking about the eight ball, talking about the eight ball.
Eight ball, that's Frazier Riddell and the Heebie Jeebies. Now, you wrote all these songs that are on this CD, right?
Yes, these in particular I did. Mm-hmm. I have visions of some of the others getting involved with this to have some co-written material. I mean, I'm already working on a couple that are that I'm working with others on. It's just that so far it's just in its infant stage. And
do you have any of these one or two posted on your website?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah, if you go to smalltownmusic.com, I mean, it's still, I've tried to clean it up over time and change it, but it can still be a little cluttered. But my main page has got a bunch of icons, mm-hmm. you know, because it's for people to work off of. And there are icons there to go to my CMC Records page. And also links to go to iTunes or CD Baby.
It's a lot of info there,
yeah.
smalltownmusic.com. Frazier Riddell, our guest in studio. We're going to take a break for our Market Watch report. You're listening to That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. I'm Jim Thorne, the program made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Our time now, 29 minutes after 8. It's 25 minutes until 9 o'clock, and a good morning to you. My name is Jim Thorne, and you're listening to That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. We do this every Friday. We feature some of Mississippi's best singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. And the program is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi, your partner on the road to wellness. Our special guest in studio, Frazier Riddell, who has small town music in Canton, Mississippi, and also just a very talented singer, songwriter, musician, producer, and the new project that is yet to be released is by the Heebie Jeebies. Now, Frazier, I got to ask you, Thanksgiving next week, do you have any Thanksgiving traditions that you and your family do?
Well, if I just look back over the years, in hindsight, it would be eating too much.
Well, that's most people's tradition.
Yeah, in our household, though, usually for our family gathering, my wife normally makes the turkey, and if there is one thing I really look forward to is a fresh-cooked turkey out of the oven. I get to carve it up, and she does the real stuffing and everything. You know, she's nice. A northerner originally, and that is one thing I certainly look forward to. And then in Canton in general, Thanksgiving has always ushered in all the lights on the square, mm-hmm. and it's usually a very big weekend on the square in Canton.
You know, speaking of Christmas, it's just a beautiful time, and I know up in Canton that small town flavor really comes through. Some people get kind of down during Christmas, and that's what we all have to be sensitive to that aspect of it too.
Oh, well, definitely. I mean, the best that we can do in life is to be thankful when we are happy and go along with it. And support others and hope for them the best in tough times. I mean, I just have a friend, the Sappington family in Canton. Monty was there for years. He's passed away now. But anyways, one of the boys, Mark, he was in the band growing up, a few years older than me. He just passed away of a sudden heart attack.
Yeah.
With that family, there's a lot going on there. And David and I were closer because we're very close in age. We're in the band together, lived in Nashville in the same house at one point together. And, so the holidays sometimes will usher that in, I suppose, Jim, because it just reminds you of family all mm-hmm. the more.
Absolutely.
And it is tough. And I think we should remember that. And to be, as we grow older, that's a point of wisdom. It's you don't sing sweet songs to a heavy heart.
Absolutely.
And mm-hmm. and to do that, you have to be aware. So it's tough sometimes because if you're in a good role, in a good mood, and doing great, sometimes it's tough to taper that off and cut it when you mm-hmm. realize or come into that presence of those having a tougher time.
Absolutely. That's good. Frazier Riddell, our guest, and new project Heebie Jeebies. We'll kind of switch gears a little bit and play a tune called Definition of Love. Talk about that one.
Definition of love. I mean, who can define it now, really? That's a little bit, I guess, about what this is about. Who can define that? And so I'll let people define it for themselves, you know. And really, it's easier to find things like that when you got good energy. And that would be like if you go have a good breakfast at somewhere like the Broken Egg Cafe.
All right. Frazier Riddell.
A woman wants to be loved. A man wants to love. The only problem, the definition of love. There's a man on the street, tied one dirty feet. He's been walking, searching the definition of love. Sometimes it's clean, sometimes it's dirty. Sometimes it's ugly, sometimes it's really pretty. The circle was invented so we could go. Definition of love. A preacher teaches his flock and reaches for the money they got as they try to spot the definition of love. There's a pimp and a priest, they're having quite different feasts, but their paths will meet at the definition of love. Yeah. Sometimes it's clean, sometimes it's dirty. Definition of love.
Riddell and the Heebie Jeebies and the definition of love. That's awesome. That's great, man.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks, Jim. Thanks.
And that's yet to be released, but if you go to your website, smalltownmusic.com, there are a couple things on there that people can hear from this new project, right?
That is correct. And a lot of old stuff. I mean, it's been in the works for many, many years. CMC Records sort of created as a label to work out my materials and occasionally other people back when I was in Nashville. So mm-hmm. it's been around since before 95. It's been a while.
Smalltownmusic.com.
And if you go visit smalltownmusic.com.
Yeah, I was going to say you got something to give away.
I was going to say, yeah, I won a gift certificate from WYAB to the Broken Egg Cafe, and they have wonderful breakfast there, and it's in Ridgeland at Renaissance. Yeah. And also, I've got one to give away. So the next person that goes to smalltownmusic.com and finds their way to email me, all you have to email is, I want a free breakfast. So the first email that I get that says, I want a free breakfast, you will have a $20 gift certificate to the Broken Egg waiting on you.
Cool. All right, smalltownmusic.com. We're going to take a break, come back for our final segment on the Blues and Arts Hour, the program made possible by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Our special guest, Frazier Riddell, back in a moment. It's 12 minutes until 9, and a good morning to you. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to 103.9 WYAB, and it's the Blues and Arts Hour. And we're featured today for our good friend, Frazier Riddell, from Small Town Music in Canton. And, Frazier, you know, you write some a variety of styles of music, and how many albums have you done? Do you know? I mean, you produced a lot of albums yourself, but how many albums have you done?
You caught me off guard there. 11.
Wow. Okay.
I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of your music has some very deep messages, and I've talked to other artists and musicians and singers and songwriters, and I think a lot of people are really looking towards that and kind of maybe finding a little bit deeper meaning in a song than maybe what they did 10 years ago. Is that my perception? Is that wrong, right or wrong?
I'd say that's right. I mean, it's actually what is perceived there often, I think, changes.
Hmm.
You know, you've heard there's a time and a place for everything, and I think I know with certain, I've had books in the past, you know, scriptures from the Bible, songs that maybe I heard in the past that weren't resonating with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then at another point in my life, when I'm at a different place, all of a sudden that does resonate. And so in that sense, I'd say yes. And often I think I've spoken with other writers that I believe this is true. Sometimes they're spoken to by their own material. Because sometimes you don't even know where something came from. Yeah. I'll look back and go, you know, man, I wrote that.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, like I said, you have some deep lyrical songs. You've got some that are fun, just fun to listen to. And on this Christmas album that you did, you've got some fun songs on there, as well as some serious ones, too. And we're going to play one that's on the fun side. You want to talk about this one?
Oh, yeah. If the heebie-jeebies were to cover one, you know, that was fun and goofy, I think this would be it. And this was a fun tune to work on. It's very cheesy in the sense that it was done, you know, with the electronic rhythm, and then it was goofy in the sense that there was a bullhorn hanging on the megaphone hanging on the wall, and that got employed in it. And I remember cutting some of the tracks on an old cheap guitar that I still got that I tuned open to play slide on. And so I was upstairs with headphones on, and all my wife could hear downstairs was this wailing guitar over and over with me trying to get it right.
What are you doing? All right, what's the name of the tune?
Blue Punk Christmas.
Blue Punk Christmas. This is it. All right, Frazier Riddell.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Frazier Riddell with really not a typical Christmas song, but what's the name of that again, Frazier?
Blue Punk Christmas. I mean, actually, it's a remake of a tune, so I'm not sure where that stands. But for the release of it, I released it, so I went through the Harry Fox Agency to pay a little bit of royalty there on the tune, and before I did release that one, because I think that one's on iTunes. Yeah, I think it is.
All right.
Just as a single, as a Christmas tune.
Hey, you got a winner on your Broken Egg Cafe.
Actually, we do have a winner for the Broken Egg Cafe $20 gift certificate, and it's Jason Claiborne.
All right. Congratulations, Jason.
Jason, good job getting that email out there, and I'll have that thing waiting on you, or I'll use it. If you don't show up.
Okay. Hey, Frazier, Christmas is coming up, and you got a ton of things on your website, smalltownmusic.com. If I've got somebody that I'm not necessarily a musician, but maybe I've got a musician in my family, can you help maybe give some guidance on what would be a great gift for them, depending on what they played?
I can attempt to. Yeah, if they're already a player, then I would ask questions like, you know, do they have this, do they have that? Because sometimes if someone already plays, they might want some little side thing like a kazoo or a harmonica or a tambourine or something like that. And then with beginners, I just give whatever advice I can. You know, I'll ask the question, you know, is this child motivated by something new or something used? Because if it's something new and I don't have it, I may have to Miracle at 34th Street, send them somewhere else, which I'm totally okay with that. But you have, like the other day, a longtime friend came in, and she's got a niece that's going to take up guitar. And they came by, and they looked at this guitar. And I had what was an old K, not real old, though, like from the 80s or 90s, that came originally from a store in Kosciuszko. And, you know, they settled on that instead of something new, something old.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we were talking about that before we went on the air, that sometimes that old used instrument sometimes has a better feel than something just right out of the box, you know.
And some people are just looking for certain things.
Yeah.
I'll often date things. I mean, I've got an old PVT-40, you said you used to have one, that dates to 79 that I'm shipping out to somebody in Virginia.
Yeah.
They may be looking for that, or it may be the date. If I find, like, on a lot of older Fender products will have dates on them, specific dates. And even some of the PV products, I can find specific dates. If I got them, I put them there. But, yeah, people are looking for that. And sometimes, even if it's not a great player, people want them to fix them up. Or like some of the old Japanese electric guitars that got these gold foil pickups in them, people want them just for the pickups.
Yeah.
Because they want to put those pickups in something else, because it might be a catalog guitar that doesn't play great.
Well, our listeners need to check out Small Town Music in Canton, right there at the railroad tracks on West P Street, right? Or East P?
Correct.
West P Street.
436 West P Street, right there at the railroad tracks.
And retail hours are Friday and Saturday by appointment at 601-859-8596. Check out his music, too. Lots of great music. You'll enjoy getting to know Small Town Music and Frazier Riddell. And, Frazier, you're coming up on Christmas, man. Any Christmas greetings or anything? A little bit early, but anything that you'd like to say concerning that?
I just say Merry Christmas to everyone. And if there's someone that you have strained relations with, do everything you can. If you're a praying person, pray about it and try to mend that as well as you can. And I hope for you a really good season. And if there's any pain in your life, you're not alone. People are thinking about you.
All right, Frazier Riddell, our special guest. Good to have you in, and happy Thanksgiving next week to you.
You too, Jim.
All right. The Blues and Arts Hour is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield. It's good to be blue. My name's Jim Thorne. Enjoyed being with you. We'll be with you next week, Lord willing. Until then, God bless.